Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, you've got some tips on public speaking as presentation day is coming up. Everybody needs one, especially, even the good speakers as well.
That's right. I have some tips, especially on how to teach kids public speaking skills, because in 4-H, that is one of our biggest life skills that we try to teach, and we're getting ready for our presentation day here in the Mayor DeZine District on February 21st, with February 2nd being our date to sign up for that. So it's time to start planning those speeches and getting everything ready for them. So here are some speech tips from 4-H. So you want to plan what you want to say. So your speech should have three parts: an introduction, words that'll grab the audience's attention, a body, the main section, your message to the audience, and the conclusion, the summary of your speech or how you wrap it up. We want you to use your head. Don't memorize your whole speech. You may want to only memorize your opening words, and small note cards can jog your memory, so it's okay to use some note cards. Practice your speech. I think this is one of the things that we all have a little bit of problem with that. And, make sure you're practicing your speech. Rehearse your speech for your parents and friends. Practice in front of a mirror. Take a video of yourself giving your speech so you'll kind of see what you're doing. If you need body language, it's okay to talk with your hands a little bit, but you don't want to do too much. All of those things, and you can see that as you're practicing. And you'll gain confidence that way, too. You'll really understand your speech and get to know more about it and how you do it. And it's also a good way to time your speech so you know that you're within the time parameters of whatever contest you're doing at our presentation day or anywhere else. Be sure and look at your audience. You want to make good eye contact. The audience doesn't want to see the top of your head, so you're not wanting to look at the floor. They want to see your face. And show your audience that you're glad to be there. Smile. You don't have to smile all the time, but be happy about it and show the confidence that you have. And speak up. You want to speak so the audience can hear you, but don't yell. You speak as if you're talking to a close friend. So, just kind of be casual and confident. And speak with enthusiasm. Audiences like to hear speakers that are excited and eager to speak. Avoid sounding bored or tired. If you have something to say, go for it. Go ahead and say it. Pause a few moments for dramatic effect rather than saying or And don't say thank you at the, well, we actually do say thank you at the end of the speech on some of them. But, thank the audience for coming is okay. But you've done a good job, so the audience should be thanking you as well. So those are just some tips for some things you can do as you're prepping for those presentation days and 4-H club days that are going on across the state of Kansas in this time frame. So here in the Mayor DeZine District, as I said, our presentation day, what we call used to be 4-H day, is on February 21st at the Prairie View Middle School. And we'll start competitions at 9 o'clock and run until we get done. And all of our 4-H members, if you're a 4-H member here in the Mayor DeZine District, you have to have your pre-entries in for that by February 2nd, and they're online. And you can always go to our website to find out more information about how to write those speeches, the different categories you can compete in, and lots of other things. So thank you all, and we'll go from here. So I hope to see a lot of us at presentation day.
Always important to learn how to speak publicly. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.